Welcome to Renegade Radio, brought to you by Renegade Concepts and the good folks here at Atlanta Business Radio X. I'm your host today, Andy Lowe, and I'm joined by my good friend and co-host today, Mr. Stone Payton. Stone, how are you today?
I am doing well, man. Had an exciting show this morning over at the other studio. Came over here, grabbed a little lunch downstairs. You guys got me hopping.
All right. Well, that's what we like to do. We like to keep the energy high and keep you moving in here. But you're not one to sit around and be lazy anyway, so I get that. But speaking of moving and high energy, so today our topic is going to be on mobile technology. And I know we've had a little bit of technical difficulty as far as some of our guests today. Unfortunately, the guys from Managed Mobility were not able to make it. But we do have a guest here today. Michael Rogers is going to join us from YX, and he's going to talk about some mobile technology. Now, Stone, for me, mobile technology, it's somewhat Greek at times. I feel like I've passed the age threshold to be able to understand some of this
stuff.
Both
words scare the heck out of me, but you know, I've got a 14-year-old at home, and I can hand her my phone or hand her my computer, and I'll say, just make it happen, Kelly, and she hands it all back to me. So, but I think age has something to do with it.
I think it does. I see the people that have managed to be places and exciting things happen, and they're able to catch the video and put it up on YouTube, and usually by the time I figure out how to get the video camera turned on my phone, then whatever's happened is already gone. So,
right.
I tend to go catch up on it myself. Well, Michael, we want to welcome you to the studio today. Thanks for joining us. Actually, it was a great thing. You're able to do this on very short notice. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome. It just worked out that way.
All right. Well, good. So your company is called YX. Tell us a little bit about what YX does.
Well, YX is short for wireless extenders. And as that name implies, we help extend the usefulness of wireless. So while we're not into the mobile applications directly, we help enable mobile applications. And so our product is called ZBoost. And it's a product I developed and patented back in the early 2000s, and we offer that through a wide range of places, Amazon, Best Buy, Radio Shack, and ZBoost is a signal booster. So any place where you don't have good signal, or even if you have some signal but it's not very reliable, you know, our product helps make that wireless more reliable. So those mobile applications that are so wonderful, you don't have a signal, they become so frustrating. So we help solve that problem.
That seems to be the problem that I run into the most is I have a great application, but I can't use it. And when you don't have signal, that is a tremendous issue.
Right, that is.
So tell me a little bit, how do you guys solve that problem? Is it something, I typically think of the carrier as the person I'm looking to solve my signal problem, but you guys don't work so much on the carrier end as you work on the end user end, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I think most people would look to their carrier, and there are times when you have a bad phone or there's something they can do, but oftentimes, you know, those towers are expensive and they're stuck in place and they really can't do a whole lot to change it, especially just for one person here and there. And so we took the approach of, you know, how do we help the end user? When I started the company, there was nothing out there. There were things out there, they were $1,000 and more. So what can we really do to help the end user? And it has to be something that works for all the providers. And so, you know, Sprint, AT&T, and Verizon, they really have to look out for their own business, and they're trying to just help their customers with their service. Well, we, again, take the other approach. The end user, they may have their wife is on T-Mobile and the husband's phone is on Verizon, or they may have a work phone, a personal phone, or children have a different line, or visitors. And so our product helps all the providers all at the same time.
So how does your product work? Is it something that I buy and attach to my phone? Is it something I plug into my wall at home? What exactly does your hardware do?
Yep, you do plug it in, and we have one for the home. It's also useful for businesses, and it can be scaled to large buildings. And we have a little cradle, $99, that goes in your car. So we have quite a wide range there. And so the way it works, like for the home, is our product would take the signal you have outside. So if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you have no service, this product really isn't for you. But if you're in a suburban area or other places where, you know, your phone works great outside, but when you walk inside or when you go downstairs or a different part of your room and it just doesn't work or the signal comes and goes, our product, you put a little antenna outside, you run a thin little cord to the unit and you plug it in, and it boosts the signal in multiple frequency bands that the carriers use to amplify that signal and rebroadcast it in the home.
Now, is that specific to my phone, or is I were to plug this in, would that benefit, you know, if I live in an apartment or a condo, for example, would it benefit my neighbors because they're able to get boost off of it?
Well, that's a good question. It does rebroadcast wirelessly. So that lets it work for multiple phones, multiple users. And yes, if you're in an apartment, it may end up helping your neighbor. That shouldn't usually be a problem. It doesn't diminish the usefulness. You can have multiple people at the same time, and it's not gonna take away from your experience by having your neighbor use it as well.
Now, I get a lot of people that I sit down and talk with, and they tell me about technology, and they really come across as tech guys. And sometimes having a conversation with a tech guy can be tough because you're trying to understand, and you know you're way over your head, but you're nodding and smiling. You are not just a tech guy, though. You're a business guy. In fact, you founded this company, so you're really a little more entrepreneurial in nature than just, hey, I'm a tech guy.
Right, right. And I'm laughing as you say that because while I do, you know, understand the business side of it and the marketing side of it, you know, those are not my areas of expertise, but I understand those. And a lot of times I end up trying to translate from the technology to the business side and try to help make those decisions. But and I'm laughing because even I struggle sometimes because the technology, as it gets more and more specialized, it really is complex. I mean, the wireless signals that are providing these high data rates are very complex in themselves. The way the signal travels through the air is very complex. The way an antenna works, it looks like a simple piece of wire sometimes, but it's nonetheless, it is complex. And as the demands are growing, they're becoming more complex. So it can be very challenging to try to, you know, bring it down and simplify it. And, you know, I don't think any less of people who don't understand it. There's things we all understand that are different from each other. So I just think we're all working together to make things happen. And I don't understand how radio stations work very well. I understand wireless and radio, but, you know, when you talk about radio stations and all that, that's not my area, right?
The complexities of technology certainly exist. I poke fun at myself just because it's radio and it's fun to do, but the reality is I actually do understand technology pretty well. Some of the terminology is like alphabet soup.
Yes.
I know we talked about some protocols beforehand, like EVDO and WCDMA, and I was in the wireless world, so I know all the 802.11 technologies,
right.
A, B, G, N, E, I, O, E, I, O, you know. So when we think about those things, when I was in the technical world, I know one of the big challenges was talking to, in a room, the technology guys who understood one language, and then talking to the business guys that understood another language. And in your world, because you're dealing with the consumer, you've got yet a third language going on. How do you really bridge the translation between all those groups?
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And I'm glad you use the term, it's like you're speaking another language, because that is kind of what it seems like a lot of times. So I guess, I don't know if that's just part of the way I'm wired somehow, where I'm, and even with the consumer, I saw from the very beginning, I was able to see the need that the consumer would have, and that the consumer didn't need to understand, you know, how the booster worked or how antennas worked or how their phone worked in every way. The product really, I wanted it to be such that it could help people, so that we put a whole kit together. It has everything you need inside the kit, the cable, the antennas, and everything. We don't just sell amplifiers like some other companies might sell. So there's that consumer side of it, and our marketing people have really helped in that way as well. Again, I'm not the end-all be-all. We have a team of people that really focus on that side of it. You know, a lot of times I like to talk about the technology more, and sometimes I want to talk about that more, and the marketing people say, no, we really need to help keep it simple and try to reach the wide audience. That's who we want to help. And on the business side, again, I couldn't have started the company. You know, a great idea is nice. Having a working prototype is wonderful. But if this is partly my view, and I love the technology, but I don't like it just for technology's sake. I like it because it can help people. And the way you get it to help people is through a company and through distributing a product, however that may be, whether it's software over the internet or whether it's our product through retail and through internet sales. To help people, it has to get in their hands. And so you have to have all those pieces working together. And that's what my interest is in, is helping all those pieces work together.
Well, take us a little deeper on that. Here at Business Radio X, obviously, we're all about business, and my personal passion is helping businesses. So tell me, with a product like this, how do you really help businesses? How does something like this translate to using mobile technology to allow businesses to do more and really hit their bottom line?
Well, it goes back to these mobile applications. I mean, it's interesting. And another topic is a lot of companies now are moving to what's called BYOD, bring your own device. I think 6 years ago, it was pretty standard that companies would give their employees, you know, here's your device, whether, you know, maybe it's a BlackBerry and maybe it's on AT&T or something, and that's what you had. That was your work phone. It is difficult, though, for the IT people to manage these other devices, but that's really changed, partly with the economic situation we're in with the recession, trying to save money. But it's also because our mobile devices have become part of our identity almost, or if you really use it for productivity, you get used to how it works, and it helps you, and so to have to relearn that is counterproductive, really. And so I think, again, companies have become to rely on, there's so many useful things that your mobile device can help you do, manage your schedule, you know, all the applications, it's not just a phone anymore by far. For me, there's wireless tools that are applications on my iPhone and all kinds of things. So to imagine, you know, it was easy in the beginning, just thinking about salespeople, that's one thing. It's becoming more common for salespeople to work from their home or to cover a territory, and they don't have an office to go to, they work from home. Well, you got it, your phone has to work, and you never want to miss a sales call. Sometimes a customer may only call you once, and if they don't get you, they just get busy or they find another solution. So you want to be able to answer that phone. So from a sales standpoint, it's easy. You got to have coverage all the time, everywhere. And that's certainly, our product fills that need. But even beyond that, again, as the applications are helping more and more workers be productive, you got to have the wireless signal. And it's not just the Wi-Fi in the office. It's also the cellular, you know, voice and data is critical.
Right. Now, you're not just a business guy as far as you own a business. You're very entrepreneurial in nature, so you've got your hand in a few different pies. And I know one of the things that we were chatting about is you said that you do a great deal of consulting when it comes to the mobile world. Tell us a little bit about what you provide there.
Well, again, I do have kind of a wide background in some ways. I do understand the wireless technology and the RF, the antennas, the amplifiers, you know, those kind of the guts of our product. I really understand those very well. I could, you know, I designed our first products, and but then looking at how you help the wireless, again, back to the interfacing with the marketing or with the business side, I also understand, you know, how business has to make money and how the product has to work to help the user and to make a business case. So on the marketing side, I understand how people think. At least I've shown that with ZBoost. How do people need to use the product? What are the features that are important to most people? You know, again, you can't meet everybody's needs. And so I've done some consulting with marketing teams on their wireless, and also on other entrepreneurs that are looking to start a venture or they've just gotten started. I've been through a lot of the pitfalls, unfortunately. Too many, you know, business is not nearly as easy as a lot of people might think it is.
Well, look, if you've been through business and you haven't experienced any pitfalls, then I'll cut the chase. I think you're lying, but you, give it time. You're bound to run into them, right?
Well,
right.
I have an application question. I'm always the one that digs in for the free consulting. So here at Business Radio X, one of the changes that we're going to make, one of the improvements that we are going to make around here is we are going to include Business Radio X Lounge, sort of to serve as a green room and a place for guests to hang out before and after shows. And we want to provide wireless connectivity, all that jazz in the lounge. But would it make sense then, if we're going to have 3, 4, 5 different people in there at a time, either using phones or their Kindle Fire or their iPad or whatever, would it make sense for one of these gizmos I'm looking at on the website? Is that an ideal application for your product?
It certainly is. Again,
and we're in a building, incidentally, for our listeners that don't know. Cell service is horrible once you get back in the studio here, at least it is for me, Andy. I don't know if it is for you or not. I'll go down to one bar, and then if I go out to the main conference room, I get my bars back.
I think that's pretty much innate to Alpharetta as well. There are some,
right?
Yeah, a lot of the buildings in Alpharetta, for some reason, I don't know why, but it's really tough to get cell signal inside.
Well, I think a lot of the buildings around here are newer, and since the late 90s, for a lot of states, the building codes require, and especially on the commercial side, that was the first, the building codes required more energy-efficient building materials. So the glass, to be the tinted glass, oftentimes has a thin, it's hard to believe, but it's a thin layer of metal powder in there. And so that has the effect of actually blocking the signal. It reflects the signals right up away from the building. And so
So is that an appropriate application then for one of these products?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. Now, YX has not yet done a product for Wi-Fi or for the 802.11 type products. And so a lot of phones nowadays, you'll connect it to your Wi-Fi when you're in the building for your data because it's fast.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you extra on your wireless plan. But our product helps the voice side still. And then there are still places where you get out of range of your Wi-Fi or when you go from one place to another, you need that data on your mobile plan.
Okay, great. So in our situation for right now, it mostly would help our guests that are on their phone and using their phone on their data plan.
Right. Or the guests that you don't know them very well and you don't want to give them access to your Wi-Fi. Having unsecured Wi-Fi is not really a good idea. It's not more and more people are learning that and they're putting password protection on there. So all those people wouldn't have access to the Wi-Fi. So the data speeds are radically different. If you have one or two bars of signal, you might be getting a few hundred kilobits of data,
right,
which nowadays is painful.
But we want them to have a good experience. The whole time a guest is here, it's very important to us that they have a great experience. And a one-bar experience is just not business radio X standard, right? I mean,
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And AT&T gets a bad rap a lot of times. Now, sometimes they deserve it, but I've been in places where I've got 5 megabit data rates on my iPhone through AT&T sometimes when the signal's good and when the signal's strong. And so that's fantastic. But then in my house, I live kind of down in a hole almost. And, without the booster, I only get, like I said, a few hundred kilobits or even less sometimes. And that's, like I said, as we all have seen, that's painful.
That is
so painful.
That hurts.
Yep.
True. So when we look at your consulting side of things and trying to be an entrepreneur and run another business, I can imagine that's got to be somewhat of a time struggle. How do you find the ability to balance multiple businesses?
Yep, that is a tough thing. And even you throw in the thing of family. I've got small kids, and I love them, and I spend time with them. And so trying to balance and juggle all those things is a common problem people face. But with YX, I was the first employee. I started the company, and I did it all, if you will, although there's lots I didn't do or things I didn't do well because I can't do it all. But when you start a business, it's all about replacing yourself. You hire people to do something that either you can't do or to do something better or have more time allocated to what you do. So I've done, I guess, what I've intended to do. And in some ways, I've almost worked myself out of a job. I've hired people. I've got a great management team in place at YX. Things are running smoothly. And so I now find myself having more time. And, as an entrepreneur, I like to do new things. And so I'm looking for new things. And I have some more time now to do that. So it's, if anyone's got an interest, call me. I love to talk. I love to help people. I love to help companies. And maybe there's a fit somehow for some consulting to work out.
Well, let's talk about that. If somebody wants to get in touch with you or wants to learn a little bit more about YX or even the consulting opportunities, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
YX, we have a great website. It may be hard to understand how to type that in based on how we say it. Again, it's short for wireless extenders, and so it's we shorten that to wi-ex.com, and that tells you all about ZBoost, or you can just do a Google on ZBoost, and you'll find all kinds of links there. For my consulting, I guess best way, I don't really have a website. That's kind of a crime, perhaps. But through the phone is a great way. Cell phone is 404-966-0167. And then just email is it's wireless design resources. So I shorten that to wireless doctor, wirelessdr@comcast.net.
Or they could just come hang out with him in the Radio X ZBoost Lounge that
yes.
I'm creating. I got this vision.
That sounds like a great idea. A lot of consultants, how do you know if a consultant can really help you unless you can talk to them and kind of
there you go
do a test drive? So that's a great idea.
That's really true. I love the idea. We'll probably have a lot of people from the office coming down. My cell phone works down here. So it'll be the place to be in Alpharetta. I love it.
Yeah.
Great idea. Well, Mike, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. We've really enjoyed having you. I think we've learned a lot. One question I want to ask as well, we talk about Renegade Radio, and our little tagline here is breaking the rules of conventional thinking. Tell me, I get kind of in the business side, technology side, how you guys are a little bit unconventional, but just as an entrepreneur, tell me something that you found to be successful, a little bit unconventional as far as building a business, managing people, teams, et cetera, because it sounds like you've done a great job doing it.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see. I also... I resonate with that, with thinking that way. I like the term renegade. I like that. And, you know, looking to do things differently. Because a lot of business processes are in place now are based on infrastructure that, you know, like credit card processing. It was built on infrastructure of the 1960s. And, you know, things have changed since then. So there's other companies out there doing exciting things. I just read about Dwolla the other day and helping people do payments without paying all the fees that, you know, Visa provides. Now, I'm sure they're not happy about it. But, again, you got to look for what's appropriate. So in terms of starting a company, you kind of put me in the spot. I really focus on one of my high values is flexibility. And so we talked a minute ago about balancing, you know, work and maybe, you know, family and maybe even church activities or other things that you may be involved in, friends and all that. You know, how do you balance all those things? And one way is through flexibility. And so I really believe in, you know, trusting your employees. And for some companies, that's, you know, they don't, that doesn't really fit. They want to, like I said, they give you a phone and they want to lock down your internet usage and that kind of thing. But I really, and you know, you can get bitten by some employees, but try to trust people and give them a little more freedom. You still have to, you know, be interactive and relational. That's all true. But again, being flexible with people, and I think that tends to build loyalty. And what I have found is most people will tend to give back more than what the company, quote unquote, gives in flexibility. People, you know, they want to do a good job and they work on the weekends sometimes, or they'll, you know, maybe leave work a little bit early, but they'll put in extra hours at night and that kind of thing. So I think that tends to work, and that's what I like to do, is to be flexible.
Fantastic. Great information. So, Michael, if I want to pick up one of these products from YX, where could I find that?
Well, ZBoost is available. The best place, quite honestly, is to look online, and I've becoming more and more of an online shopper myself. You can do more research that way. You can look at what the solutions are that are out there. That's something that I also personally believe in. While I have focused on ZBoost and YX, it's not always the right solution for everybody. And so I don't like people to, I don't just sell what we have. I want people to find what's best for their needs. And so internet is a good way to do that. Just search on ZBoost and you can find our product all kinds of places. And if you, like Fry's Electronics has it, if you want to go pick it up locally. Some Best Buy stores have it. Some Radio Shack stores have it. They don't all have it, but the websites do.
Okay, perfect. Because Stone, if you're like me, I'm a gotta-have-it-now guy sometimes.
Instant yes. gratification for me.
It's a tough blend, though, because I love the best price. I like right. to get the best deal possible, which yes. often is online, but when I want it, which you got to go somewhere and get it. So I have
right.
it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde sometimes trying to decide what I'm going to purchase. So, well, again, Michael, we appreciate having you on the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening today. Again, my name is Andy Lowe. Stone, thanks for sitting in and co-host today. I want to thank the good folks at Radio X for providing this wonderful platform for us to reach out to you guys today. And, of course, Renegade Concepts brings you this show. Remember, opportunity lies in the impossible, but in order to reach it, you got to be willing to break the rules of conventional thinking.
Love it.